Welcome to PRSA, the podcast of the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. On PRSA, we spotlight our talented members and get to know each other a little better. If you are a PRSA Houston chapter member and don't get a chance to network as much as you'd like or are unable to attend our in-person events, here's your chance to connect with your fellow members. Hello and welcome to PRSA. This is the podcast for the Houston chapter of the PRSA, and I'm so excited to be here today. I'm your host, Veronica Sofer, and I get an opportunity to talk to our PRSA Houston chapter members, get to know them a little bit better, and more importantly, introduce them to you. So if you are listening on the podcast, make sure you hit subscribe. We don't want you to miss any episodes of PRSA. And if you are watching on Facebook or YouTube, then be sure to drop some comments so my guests and I can connect with you. I'm going to go ahead and bring on our amazing guest today. I am bringing her on. We have Lacey Thoreau. Is it Thoreau? Am I saying it correctly?
It's Thoreau.
Okay. Completely off. Thoreau. Very good. I'm assuming that's French.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Very good. Well, thank you for clarifying that. So Lacey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Thank you, Veronica, for having me. I'm Lacey Thoreau. I am the Senior Advisor of Marketing Communications at Univar Solutions. It's a chemical and specialty ingredient company. I'm based here in Houston in the Woodlands, Texas office. So my main area expertise is marketing communications, but with a large focus on media relations and PR. That's gotcha. What I've done most of my career, you know, as well as touching on other elements of the marketing communications mix.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So, yeah. So you get to do a lot of news pitching then, huh?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Gotcha. So first of all, I wanted to let everybody know that you are an APR. So that's definitely a big deal in our industry and definitely demonstrates your area of expertise. Tell us a little bit about that process for you, because I know we've got members considering it, they're weighing it. Should I do this? Should I maybe go into a master's program? What are some of the benefits of having your APR, and tell us about your journey?
Yes. So when I started my APR journey, it was back in 2018. I decided I wanted to, you know, get some kind of continuing education to support my, you know, my bachelor's degree and my career path. I had been working in communications, marketing communications for about 5 years and wanted to, you know, to expand my knowledge base by taking some kind of program like this. And when I started the APR, I didn't realize how broad it covers when it comes to both marketing and communications. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the curriculum and you look at, you know, the program itself, it really, you know, helps you kind of get a little insight into all areas. I felt it was like taking a good crash course back, you know, a more extended crash course in what you learn in college, which was mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. For me, you know, learning about the investor relations side and learning about some of the ethics and things like that really helped me kind of understand when making those decisions, when you're, you know, working in PR, you're pitching the media, you're working with the media. I found that super, super helpful. And mm-hmm. for me, I've been able to take a lot of the material from the program, such as the RPIE process, the research planning, implementation, and evaluation process when you're doing a communications plan, and apply that. So I've took what I learned from the APR and have been using it, you know, at work, which is great.
Yeah, that's so true. And I love how you called it an extended crash course, because, you know, we learned all that theory in college, and then implementing it into the workforce, having been a few years removed, you have a different perspective of that. So I love that there's a requirement that there be some work experience involved in this process. So congratulations for getting that done, and good for you.
Thank you. And I just actually renewed for the next 3 years, which is mm-hmm. great.
Good. Yes. And I love that that's a part of the built-in process in our profession too, is it's just not a one-time shot. You got to be able to keep it up. So good job. PR Say is brought to you by Veronica V. Soper Public Relations. We design and execute personal visibility strategies for businesses, organizations, authors, and entrepreneurs who are ready to uplevel their brands and leverage earned media to legitimize their place in the niche. Visit us at veronicavsoper.com or connect on LinkedIn. So tell us a little bit about your involvement in the chapter. Obviously, you've got a very successful job and sounds like you have a lot of responsibilities. How do you find time to incorporate the leadership role that you have in our chapter and some of the benefits of it?
Sure. So I want to kind of talk about how I first got into PRSA. I was a student at the University of Texas at Austin, looking to get my feet wet, you know, in the industry. I was a PR major. Felt it was a good organization for me to learn and, you know, maybe find an internship or two. And then I ended up actually joining the board of the UT PRSSA chapter and got to have a leadership position there. And I attended several of their of the national conferences with, you know, other students, you know, around the country, which is great. And then as soon as I graduated, I felt it was would be a good transition for me to join PRSA. And mm-hmm. I've been a member ever since. It's been almost 10 years now since I've been a member.
And for
For me, it's not only helped me because of the programming and the networking, I feel like there's always something new to learn. And when you're going to those events, especially the luncheons, mm-hmm. especially the attending of the webinars, it's always good information you can take back and apply at your job. Mm-hmm. You may learn something about, you know, a case study that worked for another company that would be good to throw into, you know, your marketing communications plan, mm-hmm. things like that. As well as the networking side has been great. I feel like I call PRSA kind of my second work family.
Yeah.
We are all in the same profession. We all kind of have similar responsibilities. We understand, you know, the duties and what it means to have to, you know, write a press release and plan an interview and all of those tactical things. It's good to have that network that you can go to, especially when when you're in your career and you are wanting other perspectives, when you get into various situations of, you know, especially when it comes to creativity. Kind of a lot of when you do move into positions, sometimes you get task projects and you're wanting that inspiration of whether it's a rebrand, how mm-hmm. a company rebranded, or, you know, crisis communication. You take that from your peers and it only makes you stronger as a professional.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. The idea of us being able to create fresh ideas all the time is exciting, but the reality is we draw inspiration from each other, and PRSA in our chapter in particular is just a really great place, a collective place where all of us are willing to share. And so I think that's really good, a good observation. What's some advice that you would give to young folks? So you were a PRSSA member. I want to make sure I got that acronym right. Yes. And then you in a leadership role, and then you transitioned into a professional setting and you joined the PRSA chapter here. And now you've been at it for a while. What's some advice that you would give to young professionals moving in, not only to our chapter, but into the professional space altogether?
Yeah, I think two things. If you're a new professional, I would definitely volunteer to join a committee, get involved in your local chapter. To see what's out there, what opportunities. There's so many events that that chapter's put on. There's different things that you can do, very interesting committees you can serve on. Getting that practice it also helps you in your career. I felt like a lot of my event planning experience that I've gotten came from some of the events I planned at PRSA.
Yeah. Oh, event plan for sure. So when you get put onto some of those committees that are hands-on, those are actually a really good time for you to see the inner workings of some of the bigger events. And I know for some folks who maybe don't get to do event planning, but maybe once or twice a year, it's a really good way to exercise those muscles. So Lacey, tell us a little bit about the space that you're in, and you talked a little bit about crisis communication and being able to do some news pitching. I'm really interested in learning about what news pitching looks like for someone in the space that you're in versus someone who's maybe a public information officer for the police department or the city of Houston, somewhere where we're constantly talking to folks on a daily basis. What does it look like for you in your space?
Sure. So I'll give you a little bit more information about, you know, our solutions. I mentioned it's a, you know, specialty and chemical distributor. We're a global company. Anything that you touch as a consumer, your beauty products, your food, your cleaning products at home, as well as just typical, when you think of chemical distribution, like the plants and the industrial side as well, we cover all of that. We have the chemical and services side that is the traditional, what you think of, you know, at the refinery, you know, refineries, what they're working on. And then we have the specialty side, which is, you know, more segmented lines of business like beauty and personal care, home care, industrial cleaning, pharmaceutical ingredients. So a very wide range there that we cover. Our headquarters is in Downers Grove, but you know, we're a global company and there's always something going on here. When it's kind of funny, when I joined Univar Solutions, it is a corporation, but for a corporation, I find it, you know, pretty fast paced and there's always something going on. For example, we just, this year we've opened up a couple new solution centers, which what we call are basically labs and food kitchens. So we actually have scientists and chemists that are actually in those labs, you know, working on formulations and testing ingredients and all of that stuff, which is really cool. And it's very sciencey, which is, you know, what I think is the most interesting part about it. Those chemists and scientists are really pioneering, you know, with technology, and they're innovative. They're being innovative and coming up with new solutions. And with that, when it comes to news, there's always something such as like the solution center openings that I mentioned earlier. We also announce what we call Foodology by Univar Solutions, which is our food team. They kind of decided to shape that a little bit more. So we've launched that a couple of weeks ago, and we're about to have a big trade show in Chicago next week to kind of share more about that, which is really, really exciting.
Yeah. So that's so cool. So you're actually doing some of that branding too. I mean, you talked about marketing, but we didn't really talk about branding. So you're getting to incorporate not only the marketing, but the branding. So the crisis and the media pitching, you're kind of doing it all in one shot in your role.
Yeah, pretty much. What I love about our setup here at Univar is we really cover the true integrated marketing approach. So everything from social media to content marketing to events, you know, we get to work with the segmented marketing managers here to make that marketing magic happen.
That's exciting. Well, that is so cool, Lacey. Well, I so appreciate you sharing that with our listeners. It's always important to learn what everyone else is doing. And it's been a blast to get to know you. And I look forward to seeing you in person at one of our future events.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And I'm going to put your LinkedIn information in the show notes so people can connect with you too.
All right.
All right, guys, that was Lacey. It was great to chat with her. Make sure when you run into her at one of our PRSA events here in Houston that you connect, because she would love to get to know some of our other members as well. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode of PRSA. Make sure that you hit subscribe if you are listening on the podcast. If you are watching on Facebook or YouTube, drop us some comments and Lacey and I will go back and say hello. I'm Veronica Sofer. It is a joy to be your host on PRSA, and I will see you soon.